West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Schools District beginning the process to call for the renewal of the 1% education special purpose local option sales tax that would be earmarked for school projects benefiting the Carroll County Schools District, Carrollton City Schools, and the Bremen City Schools District. 64% of voters in Carroll County approved the current East Blost plan when it was proposed in June of 2020. As a sales tax, the East Blost applies to all consumer goods sold to people who live, work, or visit and shop in the county. In 2018, voters statewide elected to give school districts with a majority of enrolled students within a county the power to call for the East Blost vote with or without the consent of other school systems in the county that are smaller. So in our case, Carroll County Schools can call for the vote without Bremen City Schools' consent or Carrollton City Schools' consent. The 2018 amendment also essentially took away a majority of the negotiating power for smaller school districts on how much they should receive. The share of the pot mostly comes down now to the percentage of total public schools student population in the county. Of the current East Blost revenue, the Carroll County Schools District was to receive 72%, Carrollton City School District about 26%, and the Bremen City Schools District 2%. The Carroll County Schools District is currently working with a legal counsel to draft the concurrent resolution calling for the renewal of the East Blost in Carroll County. Additional discussion and action on the resolution and call for election is scheduled for the December board meeting. Voters could then consider the East Blost 7 proposal in 2025. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has appointed Sarah Japor to be the first district attorney for the newly created West Georgia Judicial Circuit, operating in 2025. That circuit covers Carroll and Heard counties. Japor is a career prosecutor and the current deputy chief assistant district attorney of the Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit. Before working in the Tallapoosa Circuit, she served as a senior assistant district attorney for the Coweta Judicial Circuit for a total of 20 years. She has extensive experience prosecuting complex cases, including murder, rape, armed robbery, kidnapping, and child molestation charges. Japor received her bachelor's degree in communication studies for law from Florida State University and her law degree from Samford University. She and her husband, Justin, live in Carrollton and have two children. Carrollton High School and Carrollton Middle School have been recognized by the Georgia Department of Education for their outstanding academic achievements. CHS was one of only 49 high schools in the state to earn the prestigious title of Literacy Leader for its growth in reading proficiency, while CMS was honored as one of Georgia's first math leader schools for its excellence in mathematics. Last week, State School Superintendent Richard Woods visited Carrollton to personally present banners to both schools in recognition of their achievements. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.